Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B. I'm telling you, big things come in small packages, for real, for real. And the point of it all.
See there.
Hey, ATL. It's, of course, Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah, and I'm a jumbo jack man, but still. How y'all doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'll be there. Like
that's
next
right.
Week
you're going to be there August 12th,
the 12th
in my
yeah.
notes. And it's you and, let's see, now I was trying to figure out. We're
yeah,
gonna,
who else out there with
I don't,
me?
I don't know.
You know,
well,
I just
we
going
got
to work.
So many, yeah, you're just coming
just
to work.
Showing
and
up.
I know. Shoot, we'll just probably just,
yeah.
Maybe I'll get on stage with you anyway.
Come
but,
on, let's do it.
Okay, all right now. So look, pray for me.
Yeah.
It's doing its thing, huh?
Yes, it's a great song. It's a real song written by Babyface and co-written by me and JQ and Tony Dixon. It's a really good song, and
yeah.
it's one of those songs where if you Christian say I don't listen to secular, you can listen to it and it, you know, makes sense.
Yeah,
and
oh,
it just
of course.
It feels good to be in both sides.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Because it's one of those things that folks listen to it, not only Christian or secular.
Yeah,
they're like, okay, I think I've been there before.
Yeah, I think we've all been there before.
Yeah, so that's part of it. So you are performing tonight, right?
Yes, tonight.
You and Uncle
Charlie Wilson, yeah.
Lenny Williams. Wow.
Yeah, we're gonna do the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh, that's probably
he's
come
performing
at the
as well. Yeah.
Wow, we're doing.
Yeah.
Now you've been to the Hoodies before, right?
Yes, I've been here a few times.
Okay.
And every time it's great. Like last night was really special, cause it was Steve's last stand up. They wanted me to be a part of it, so it was a great thing to be a part of. That was history, and 27 years of great. Great music. I mean, great comedy
and
just everything he's done.
Yeah,
so.
Incredible work. And, of course, emotional time. But, you know, Steve, you and Steve been riding together for a long time.
Yes, he's been a big, big, big help in my career. And,
yeah.
And whatever song, you know, I feel good about, he's like, well, that's it. Let's roll with it.
Yeah.
And
he's, I remember way back in the day, I can't even remember the song, but way back in the day, I think he was like, it seemed as if he was your record rep.
Yeah.
And I was getting CDs and stuff. Okay,
yeah.
Check this out, Carol. Check this out. But you've been doing it for a long time. You were backing up D'Angelo back in the day, right? So,
yes.
And then before that, church choir. Wow.
Yeah, a little something.
A little something,
you know.
Something. So you know about
well. Yeah.
Wait a minute. We'll have to pass the plate up in here.
You know
in a
what I'm
minute.
Saying? We might get a couple dollars up in here. They look like they're ready to spend.
I know. They are. They're waiting in line for you, too. So church choir. Then, of course, the school choir.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of found your voice at an early, early age, like 10 years old, right?
You know, back then I knew that, like even before that, I knew that singing was what I was going to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just knew it. You know, God make you, you know, you are who you are when you come here. And
yeah.
I just paid attention to that then.
And
didn't stop. And
yeah.
Some great people along the way helped me out. A guy by the name of Mark Sparks.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Jimmy Jenkins, Ray Middleton, my manager, Eli Davis. It's just been a slew of people that's been helping me out. So
any surprises about your success? Or you just kind of know that because you're doing what you're supposed to do, it's,
well,
it's
I'm doing
kind of falling in place?
It's falling in place. And certain things I feel like fall out of place.
Wow.
But
like
but,
what?
Well, just sometimes I feel like when you do real, real good music like this, that they put it in a box, it's not. It's not commercial enough, or it's not as urban enough. So it's just, I think if they just put it out there on the radio and just
let the people decide.
Yeah, stop segregating the sound of music and let the people decide what it is.
I
if
like
it's pop,
that.
Let it be pop on its own. You ain't got to come in there and just put it on pop radio.
Wow.
Nobody asked y'all to do that.
Wow, I like that.
But I appreciate it being played, but sometimes I think it's just, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much of that.
Yeah, and especially when, as writers or singers, you're actually inspired by either life or what's real and true to you. It doesn't necessarily mean that you put it in a box, that it's pop or it's this or it's that. It's just
music.
Yeah, music.
Just one man speaking to another.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Absolutely. And we're so glad that you share those conversations and that music with us. Anthony, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to have to wrap up in a little bit.
Okay,
but
well,
get ready
I'm glad y'all
tonight.
Had me here. I'll be down there. Yeah.
Yeah, August 12th.
That's
we'll
right.
be looking for you.
You should
now.
Come on down to Chastain Girl.
Okay, all right.
Put something good on.
I'll be there. Thanks,
right.
Anthony. You can follow him on Twitter @HamiltonAnthony. All right.
Yes.
Thank you much.